Learning doesn't stop once you're in the workplace. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joe Makovitz, professor of rhetoric and professional communication at Iowa State University, explains why.
How do people develop both depth and breadth of expertise in a skilled trade workplace? That's the question that's driven my work since I graduated with my welding diploma and began working part-time at a small welding and fabrication shop in Ames, Iowa. There, every day means shifting among metals, processes, tools, and machines. And every day highlights the challenge of developing competence across knowledge domains, such as TIG welding stainless steel, stick welding overhead, and using a lathe to make spikes. It also highlights the challenge of developing deep expertise in any one knowledge domain. How does anyone then develop depth and breadth of trade competence and, eventually, expertise? Scaffolded teaching expedites the process. In scaffolded teaching and learning, a more expert person helps a learner solve a problem that would otherwise have been beyond the learner's capability. The teacher controls the parts of the task that are too difficult so that the learner can focus on the task elements just beyond their current level of competence. For example, when first showing me how to use the lathe, my boss set the speed. All I had to do was concentrate on using two handles to move the carbide bit along the side of the spinning tube. My research focuses on the challenges of learning a skilled trade in a workplace. Understanding these challenges and the ways people learn, we can facilitate trades learning, and we can better appreciate those tradespeople whose depth and breadth of expertise keep our built environments running.
That was Joe Makovitz of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.